It's time for Thursday's Roundup. Is powered by Attitouch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. It's game day. We're rolling out dumb, cheap games that somehow turn into bragging rights. No strategy, no practice, just luck, vibes, and questionable choices.
Hank's Love Line.
The most anticipated moment of the week, especially if you're from Arkansas. Yeah! If it comes back quick, that's a green light and you can take a victory lap.
Oh, yeah.
If it drags on, Hank says step away, stretch like nothing happened, and act like you had better plans all along. So tune in, play along, and let Thursday's Roundup turn ordinary into slightly ridiculous
in the best way possible.
Grab your skates, yeah, we're calling you.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
How you doing, young man?
Not bad.
Can you hear me, Phil? I know you're up in the helicopter. Can you hear me here? How's Highway 14 looking?
Looks like there's a red truck stopped, turning left.
All right. Any demolition going on down there today?
A little bit. Looks like we have a driveway today.
Oh, yes, it is. Barely, but we have one.
I've landed. Yes. Okay.
You've landed a lot.
Yeah. It's nice to have a driveway.
Yes, though. It is. How you been?
Good.
You have a good night last night?
Let me think. Yeah. I was in here doing a few things.
Yep, you had a grace meeting and stuff. How did that go? Everything
good?
Good. Good. Getting ready for the auction?
Getting ready for the radio auction for Grace. That's August 3rd. Through the 7th.
Yeah, so. And then the week after, the 14th, the walk.
The walk.
The
right.
walk itself. So, it's about that time. It should turn hot.
It will next week.
It will.
Especially
Monday. And you know what? No reason to complain. We've had good rain.
Nope.
Let the heat and
absolutely.
Let those crops soil.
Heat will be good for the corn. Now that we've had a little rain there. So
did you do anything productive around the house?
I'm trying to think. No, I don't think so.
Really?
Last night, not much. No.
Usual night.
Yeah, I wasn't home very much.
Usual night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
So anyway, does June like having you home like 5 nights a week? And the reason I'm not trying to be mean, the reason I'm asking that is because you have no games. You know what I mean? Does she like that, or is she like, boy, I wish they were high school
so
basketball
far,
in the summer?
So far, she likes it.
Okay.
Long about mid-August, she'll be like, no, don't you have something to do?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Stay at work, Phil.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not very nice. So anyway, question of the day for you. Do you ever talk to yourself in the mirror, Philip?
I don't think so.
You don't think you do?
Yeah. Motivation speech, you're the best. You're good looking. But I don't do that.
Really?
No.
I look in the mirror and it goes, what if it?
I try not to look in mirrors, but... You can see that when I'm shaving. I don't like to look at mirrors.
I have a little... I shave in the shower, but I have a mirror in an anti-fog mirror in the shower that works
really
well.
Really? Yeah. All right.
Toothbrush, everything.
Uh-oh.
Shave.
Yeah.
And shower.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I probably do catch myself talking to myself once in a while. Not in the mirror, though.
You know? Just like... You know, I do that some when I'm trying to come up with an idea or...
Yeah.
You know, something along that lines. And it's just like... I start arguing with myself and I lose.
I know. That's a bad thing.
So bad.
And then,
bad thing.
Then I make noise sometimes too. You do that like when you sit down and you're like, ugh.
Yeah. It's like, is that my inner self? What is going on? You might be from Arkansas, Philip. If you're suspicious when your husband works late and he's unemployed.
Yeah.
Ari mows lawns.
That'd be, you'd be suspicious.
Yeah.
I guess.
I guarantee you. Right. Yeah. Right. You would. Yeah. So, anyway.
All right.
Well, let's see. What do I have to you? It's game day today.
Right.
Oh, you know what? Let's go ahead and play that.
We have a pick here.
You have a pick.
Ken Dimash, who was here yesterday playing
guitar.
Didn't
he riot?
Oh, he's fun. Playing Stump the DJ.
Yeah, did he stump you at all?
He stumped me a few times. He got too far into the 90s and early 2000s. But when he was back before, like pre-95.
You were hitting it.
I was pretty good.
I was in the car when listening to that. So.
Yeah. Funny story about him. he rolled into town a little bit early. He's from St. Louis, mm-hmm. and he makes his way through doing radio tours a couple times a year. But so he got into Richland Center early, and he was telling me a story. He said, yeah, I just killed time. I stopped a Quick Trip, you know, and I went in and went to the bathroom. And he said, I came out, and I was looking at snacks, and people were looking at me funny, and they told me, like, we're not open yet.
Oh, we went to the new one, didn't he?
Which is pretty funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, he went to the bathroom, and he's like, oh, okay, I guess the snacks are all out. I think they're supposed to open the day, if I'm not mistaken.
Better him than me.
Yeah, exactly. I did that exact same thing, though. Yeah. I was in Platteville, and they built this new Quick Trip a couple of years ago right out by Highway 151.
Yeah, yep.
So I was leaving town, and I pulled in there, and there were cars and trucks all over, and I went in and went to the bathroom. Nobody said anything. And then I came out, and I'm like looking, wonder how come the soda is not where. Oh, the guy goes, hey, we're not open yet. Oh,
well, your bathroom is. Yeah, thank you.
My bathroom was. What do you do?
What do you do? Yes, you just walk right in.
Yeah, yeah, well, absolutely.
Lisa will help you.
Wasn't
down
locked.
There. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Lisa would help you down
yeah
there.
Yeah, well, she probably would.
Yeah, she yeah would. Mm-hmm. Hey, would you like a cart?
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway,
it'd actually today, it'd be fun to go in there with nobody working. You could just,
yeah, just
do whatever you want, right?
Today, we're playing Big.
What is it?
Neon Jacks.
Jacks.
Yeah. Oh,
you have a ball and jacks.
Yeah. So
I've not
this is courtesy
this
of Ray's Do It Best Center in
Spring Green. Yeah. All right. Hello to Ray.
Yeah. What a riot.
Oh, that is.
Yeah. I'm telling you what.
That's a great store.
Oh, if you're looking for a hometown store, go to Ray's.
Yep.
I'm telling you what. It's pretty cool.
Where else can you find a ball and jacks?
And the thing of it is, he is so down to earth. So I was in there yesterday just trying to make deals with him on everything.
Were you?
Nope.
Swinging deals.
Nope. What about the ball and jacks? Nope. No. Good people down there. Good people. Right. They have us on, so thank you.
Good.
So anyway, here's the rules, Phil.
It's been a long time since I played this one, Hank.
Gather your materials. You need a set of jacks and a small ball.
Yeah. All right.
You got that?
Three.
Scatter the jacks. Toss the jacks onto a flat surface, aiming for a balance spread. All right, so you have to toss them.
Right, right.
You can't, but you don't have to throw them. So,
okay.
All right.
Oh
boy.
That's probably too much.
Yeah, that's probably. Let's try that again, Phil. All
right. Huh. All right.
Let's try it again.
It's been a while.
There you go.
That's better.
All right, so now, the first bounce, you have to pick up one jack.
Okay.
All right, the next bounce, you increase it. All right, so at any one time, let's just say you get one, and then the next one you don't. Your point is one.
Oh, okay.
And it's two, and it's to five. All right, so the game to five.
Okay. I thought it was whoever you picked up all the jacks, right?
Yeah, whoever picks up more, but you have to keep track of your jacks.
Do you think we're talented enough to get them all?
No.
I don't either. I think it's going to be hard for me to get one.
Oh, I think you'll be fine.
Think so?
Yeah.
See? Ooh, man. I didn't get it. That was
a practice. The ball is not.
The ball is dead.
Yes, it is.
Because when I remember playing it, you could bounce it to the ceiling and then gave
it
more time.
Well, that's not fair, though.
Well, yes, it is.
All right, go ahead.
More hang time.
We're going to repeat this.
Nope, didn't get it.
Well, here we go. Let's see. Hank's turn.
Nope. Boy, I tell you, I'm about as coordinated as I'm not sure what.
Yeah.
We're missing.
Do you remember the metal jacks, Philip?
Yes.
I tell you, you get one of those in your foot and you'll yell.
Yeah, you would. All right. You spread them out then. See if you can get more than one.
Oh,
that's a pretty good spread out there. Got one.
All right, now do you get two, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Nope.
I think you get one.
I just got one, Philip.
Boy, I tell you what.
I tell you what, it's a lot more, or it's harder than you think it is.
I think my...
It's the ball, though. The ball is kind of...
The sixth grade granddaughters could beat us easily.
100%.
Oh, gee, I think it is the ball.
Yeah, I do too. I do.
I'm going to do that again.
There you go. That a boy. But you only can get one. Go ahead. Let's see how you do this one. All right, there's one. I'm going to count that one. All right, now you got to get to just two. How many you got in your hand?
Two.
You almost had three.
No.
Oh, yes.
Spread them out here.
You know what? Let's do it like this. There's three and there's four. How's that? Go ahead.
That's cheating.
Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, I dropped the jack, but not the ball.
We're going to count it. Yeah, you do.
Oop, I can. No, didn't get it.
Here, what about if we do this, though?
Boy, I tell you. Oh, yeah. Oh, you did it with each hand. You caught the bowl in one hand, picked up the checks in the other. I don't think that's legal. Oh, man, this is tough. One.
See, the problem is when you spread them out.
You only got one.
Only got one.
Sorry, Hank.
That's all right. You win again, Phil.
Oh, you know, I don't know about that. I think I was cheating mightily.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait till people see this on Facebook, Philip.
Well, I'll tell you, talk about coordination. Yeah.
What coordination? Where did it go?
I think it's the ball.
No, your finger hit that one.
I think it's the ball.
You think it's the ball?
Oh, man, that's about the deadest one I've ever seen.
Except for me.
You need to get one of those Super Bowls. I used to bounce over the roof, you know. Boom! And that would give me more time to pick them up and then, you know, get underneath it and make the catch. Yeah.
So next week, I'm working on paper footballs.
Paper footballs.
Do you remember you used to play paper football?
It's been a long time.
So
do you kick field goals?
Yeah, but you got to hit it running across here, and if the edge of it goes over, you score 6 points, and then you get to kick your field goal.
I remember that.
Yeah. So, I usually make them.
Oh.
Paper footballs. So.
Okay.
We'll try that next week, or maybe some kind of pong game, or.
Oh.
I'm trying to get you outside to play wooden tic tac toe.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. So we'll see what we have. Or maybe some real lawn darts.
Or if we had the old Pong TV tennis.
Yes. Yes.
Set that up. I have a Quasar black and white TV. We could set that up.
It'd be right at home, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. Let's see here. Do I have anything interesting? Friendly hypotheticals for you. Okay. If you were a mascot, Philip, what business would you accidentally represent?
Oh, boy. Gas X?
Gas. and right guard.
Yeah, there you go. Not left guard, right guard.
If you were forced to eat the same breakfast forever, the same breakfast forever, how long before you would complain on air?
I pretty much do eat the same breakfast.
I know you do, but you never complain about food, though.
I have a granola bar and a banana.
Yeah, you do every day. And sometimes someone sneaks a sausage English muffin in here for you.
That one was hard to chew.
Yesterday wasn't.
No, you brought in that one day. It was a couple days ago.
Yeah, but someone just snuck in an Egg McMuffin for you, and you didn't even say anything.
Oh.
It's like, hey, you did say thank you, but
Well,
if your life had a loading screen, what tip would it show? Gas X.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, here's one that you will know. All right. What song would be the worst one to hear the first thing in the morning?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I probably played it this morning.
Hey, good looking.
Blue day. Or,
yeah, something.
You know, something depressing about going back to bed and sleeping it off.
All right, one more. If your mornings had a sound effect, Philip.
Oh.
What would yours be? Boom. Boom.
Yeah. Ba-bum. Or woohoo.
Woohoo. Yeah. Woohoo. Oh, the love line today, Philip. Oh,
yes.
That's a pretty good one today.
Listen up. Maybe I can use it on June.
Today is June 25th. Love line. Here we go. Girl, you're like the last biscuit at a church potluck.
Oh.
Everybody wants you, but I'm willing to fight for you.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Getting a fight at the church potluck.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
Well, maybe that wasn't such a good one.
No.
Yeah. My man, have a great day and be kind, my friend.
I'm going to go find that ball. It went underneath the table.
It's gone forever.
We need a new one.
Yes, we do. I'll find one.
Yeah. Go ask Ray if he's got a better ball.
I will.
All right.